Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue in the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking at the topic of being thankful for a home. And for some, this can be a very complicated topic. To just hear that idea, and they think of the homes that they have lived in and the nature of those homes. Some that may be looking for a home and not currently having a home, a place that they call home. But as I thought about it and as I wrote the devotion, I wrote these originally as blog posts a year ago. This one happened to have been on a Sunday. And I found myself singing, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And as it was last year, this would have been the Sunday following Thanksgiving, and so having my mind turned towards Christmas was not all that unusual. But I say it may have been a little strange or a little odd to be singing that particular song on a Sunday morning in church. The only thing that made it not so odd, I suppose, was that it was 6:30 in the morning and I was cleaning bathrooms and doors and floors and getting the building ready for the worship gathering and was there by myself. But it did make me pause and look back at the homes that I have lived in, the places that I have called home. From my childhood home on the farm where my parents still live and I'm able to visit, to our first home as husband and wife, where the snowdrifts would accumulate in the bedroom in the winter. It wasn't exactly the most luxurious home ever, but it was home. A home where our daughter was born. Wasn't born in the home, but where we raised her the first part of her life, and the home we're in now. As I think about those homes, the thing that was consistent in all of them was I belonged. It was a place where I could come to no matter what. And there are times where I can find myself singing, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And my mind will look toward a different home. An eternal home, a home that will never change, will never fade away, will never deteriorate, will never need maintenance. We'll never have clogged pipes. We'll never have utility bills. You see, I can be thankful for a home that God is preparing for me. I've known people who have built their own homes or had a home custom built for them and have been able to visit it in the process and to walk through the 2x4s and the open walls and picture in their mind where everything will be. And as they walk through, it's home. It's not complete. It's not where they're living, but they're thankful that it's a home being prepared for them. And they can picture it so completely in their mind that it really is home. When Jesus left, he said he's going to prepare a place for us. And if he goes and prepares a place, then he will surely come again to take us to that home. And while we're not physically able to walk through that home and picture it in our mind as we look at the construction process, we ought to be able to gaze into God's Word to understand the nature of God's dwelling to the point that we can be home for Christmas, even if only in our dreams, even if only in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit. I'm thankful that God is preparing a home for me, and I can live as a resident of that home, even from a distance. A home that is mine, even as I travel and journey on this earth. You see, as much as I am thankful for the homes that I live in here on this earth, I'm more thankful for the home that is yet to come. As I thought about the homes, I also thought about the church homes that I've been a part of. Church home from my childhood to my teenage years, my young adult years, and then now. Churches that have been different in so many ways from one another, and yet similar to each other in wanting to worship and honor God above all else, in teaching Scripture, in wanting God's Word to be the light that is seen through them. And I'm thankful for those homes, the places where I could feel welcome. I had a variety of work homes over the years. While they weren't places I necessarily lived at, although sometimes it felt like it and sometimes I did, they were places, at least for a season, where I belonged. And times when, even in the struggles, God sustained me. You see, today as we pray, I don't know your living situation. I don't know your housing situation. I don't know whether you're content with your home here on earth or not. A lot of that is in your mind. Think of that first home as a married couple, and like I said, the snow drifts that would blow in through between the wall and the foundation to the bedroom, and just the lack of money to really turn the thermostat up where that wouldn't be an issue. But it was a pleasant, happy home. And I think now, would I go back to that? And to be honest, it wouldn't be my first choice. It wouldn't be my second choice. But if that's where home was, if that's all I had, I think I could be happy there. Even as I dream and long for a better home. And as Christians, regardless of the home structure that we have today, we have a promise of a better home. That we can learn contentment as we look toward that home. You see, whether your home is a physical building or whether your home is a gathering of people, it's often been said that love is that element that turns a house into a home. And as I thought about that, I thought about the people without a house, the people we would call homeless. And I wonder, is it that they have no structure to live within, or is that they have no one to love them? No one to make their dwelling, as sparse as it might be, a real home. You see, today we have the opportunity to love one another, to share the elements that really turn a house into a home, to be the family that people need. You see, I believe God has called us toward this heavenly home. He has called us heavenward in order to help us understand the things that are of the most importance. He's not given us blueprints. He's not sent building specs. He's not given us but a vague idea of what this home looks like. And yet, as Christians, we all long for it. Not because of its design, not because of its features, but because of its architect, because of its builder, because of who is there, because it's with God. And as we learn to love one another, as we learn to love, as Jesus would say, the least of these among us, the least of our brethren, the least of His brethren, we learn to be thankful for the homes we have here on earth, but I believe we learn to be more thankful for the home that is being prepared. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. And even when our situations here on earth seem very sparse, it's so easy to look around us and compare what we have to others and think we're missing out. And Father, You continue to surround us with Your love, with people who love us. Father, today I pray that we would be those people. To those who are struggling, to those who feel forgotten, to those whose homes are less than ideal, either physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever aspect of that is missing, that as Your people we would step in. Father, whether that home is a mansion or a cardboard box or a discarded tarp or whatever it looks like, may the presence of Your love grow in such a way that there's a longing for that heavenly home, even as we make ourselves home here on earth. Father, today I'm thankful for the homes that you have given me over the years. Church homes and work homes and house homes. And the struggles that many of those have had within them. And at times these homes contained heartache and disappointment and discouragement and sometimes even despair. And yet through it all, you provided the love that kept my focus on a heavenly home. So Father, today I pray that each one of us would examine the situations we find ourselves in now, the homes that we are a part of, and we would seek courage and wisdom from you in how to be the best resident of that home as possible. Father, as I think of the children in our homes, our communities, our schools, our churches, I pray that we would construct for them homes that are filled with love and peace and joy and contentment. The places they reside, the places they play, the places they learn, the places they live. May they be homes that reflect a glimpse of your home. Father, may our love for one another make this world a better place to journey through. May the way we care and love and embrace and share together bring an element of hope to the hopeless, an element of healing to the hurting, an element of wholeness to the broken. Father, may people find that they can be at home with you. Even as they journey this earth, even as Jesus continues to prepare a place. May we feel at home in your presence. May we become so comfortable in your word and in prayer and in listening to you and your spirit speak that we feel at home. And Father, as we think about being home for Christmas, and so many we long to be fully in your presence, may we live with that awareness, whether we do so here on earth in this body or whether we do so absent from this body and face to face with you. And may that awareness of the heavenly home, that awareness of our true dwelling, change the way we live, the way we treat one another, the way we speak, the way we drive, the way we work, the way we do life. May all of it be transformed because of the home that we have with you and because of the home that you have within us. Father, as we live life today, may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.